Remember this?
Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot! Kansas City!
And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special we talked about. He was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hardman, who they didn't have, right? And they go get Hardman and bring him back.
There you go. There's your McCole Hardman conversation we just had on the other side.
Replace MVS with McCole Hardman this year in the Super Bowl. And the Chiefs win in overtime against the San Francisco 49ers. And it's MVS.
Romo ruined that call, man.
Of course.
He really
shut
did.
Up.
He really did. Why don't we have the Mitch call of that
I'm
one
sure
instead?
We get it.
We'll find that one.
Mitch Holt is here in about 20 minutes on 96.5 The Fan. But we go to the tweet that Ryan Clark had the other day.
Mm-hmm. Who I absolutely love on ESPN. Yeah. He's unbelievably great.
Yeah. I would love to see Ryan Clark and Nate Burleson in a booth.
Oh, God, ooh. Yeah. Who's your play-by-play guy for that one?
Yes.
Okay, anybody. Anybody?
It could be like Denny and Ryan. You get the first quarter, I'll take the second. You take the third, I'll take the fourth.
Considering none of them have done play-by-play, you know, I'd put Ian Eagle or Kevin Harlan in the booth with them and something like that. I think Ian would be the perfect guy to have Nate Burleson and Ryan Clark together because they really are good. Ryan Clark, I just love everything that he, not that I agree with everything, but I think he's fantastic. I love his insight. He's just an awesome broadcaster right now.
And he tweets out, all players and quarterbacks are imperfect, but of them, Patrick Mahomes stands alone.
No doubt.
We often toss around who's next. Many mentioned Josh Allen and obviously Joe Burrow. To be frank, you start any team with Patrick Mahomes first, but it's now supremely clear that Lamar is the next without question.
Do you think there is a question there with Lamar being the next? Me personally, I'm a Lamar apologist. So I totally agree with that tweet. Like if I'm starting my team, it's Patrick Mahomes and there's nobody else. But if you said I can't have Patrick Mahomes and had to pick another quarterback, I would really probably lean towards Lamar Jackson every day of the week. I know he doesn't win in the playoffs, right? Like where he needs to be winning in the playoffs. But is that argument still going to be talked about because of the way that Patrick Mahomes has dominated in the playoffs, right? Mm. Like, there's really been no room for anybody else to win in the playoffs because Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have basically taken up residency in the AFC Championship game every year and pretty much in the Super Bowl every year for the last 5 years. So I know Lamar doesn't win when it matters, but other than Patrick Mahomes, who does win in the postseason now?
I think it's a lot to where people always will go back to the comparison of Brady and Manning, right? Uh-huh. And Lamar gives you similar traits to Peyton Manning.
No doubt.
Wins the MVPs, is toe-to-toe the next one to like compete with Patrick Mahomes. It's the one everybody pays to see.
Right.
I know that we love Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, but he's, like others, hasn't got it done in the playoffs. And I think that when you talk about who's the next, the thing that you start off with Ryan Clark also openly said is that it's Patrick Mahomes. There is a sizable gap.
No doubt. Yeah.
Right. Because would Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, or Josh Allen be 5-0 on this team if they were in Mahomes' spot? The answer to me is no.
No.
And I do think that right now,
because I don't think they win the Cincinnati game if it's not Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. And I don't think they win the Atlanta game if Patrick Mahomes isn't playing quarterback.
That's fair. And I think there's a lot of people that still are like, Josh Allen's number two. It's not even close. But I think Lamar, as of the last year and a half, because I think this kind of thing can fluctuate. Like, we used to have Justin Herbert as the top five quarterback. Some don't anymore. Some still do. Some people think C.J. Stroud has overtaken that. We've written Trevor Lawrence off.
Well, C.J. Stroud has had more playoff success than Justin Herbert has had.
It's fair. And so I think Lamar, like, I love Lamar. I think Lamar's great. I think he's a dual-threat quarterback. I think that the two MVPs speak for that. No quarterback that's won two MVPs has not made the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But that's always going to be the question is, who can beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs? And right now, one's retired and calling his game this week. The other one is, well, we don't
dying
know
his hair.
Right, well, yeah, is having some struggles as well. And then there's, like, Lamar Jackson. And I think that when you take it from a Chiefs perspective, who's the one quarterback when the Chiefs play them, you're like, this could actually go either way?
It's Lamar.
And that for you is really? Lamar Jackson.
For me, it's Lamar Jackson.
To me, it's still Josh Allen.
Is it?
Yeah. It is because of, like, I just think that as much as Allen has seen Mahomes, which I know Lamar's seen a lot of Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes has gotten the better half of that, I still look at Josh Allen. I'm like, I know Jamar is super talented, and I know that he's, you know, that guy. But to me, it's Mahomes, huge gap. coin flip between Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. But right now, I still kind of like when the Chiefs play the Bills, I'm a little bit more butterflyish in the stomach than when the Chiefs play the Ravens.
I'm the complete opposite of
that's
you.
Fair.
Yeah, I wonder where fans are on that one, on the Jay Southland Toe Service text line. Where do you get more butterflies, facing the Bills or facing the Baltimore Ravens? And for me, it is Baltimore, because I watch games sometimes, and I've said this for a few years with folks. Watch Patrick Mahomes play a game from the perspective of the other team's fan, right? Like, go back and just watch a game and watch that game from the perspective of a Bengals fan, and watch Patrick Mahomes just absolutely rip your heart out and get that feeling in your stomach of like, oh God, we were right there and he ripped our heart out. That's how I watch Lamar Jackson play against us. I feel like at any moment he can make that play, and I'm kind of, I don't want to use the term sick to my stomach when I'm watching it, but watching Lamar play against the Chiefs makes me the most nervous that I ever am when I watch a team play against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, I know they'll fall on their face. They'll do something and ruin it for themselves. Cincinnati obviously will do Cincinnati type things and end up ruining it for themselves. But Baltimore, and save a great play and a fumble recovery in the end zone, you know, one of those type of deals, who knows what happens in that game. I think Baltimore is one of those teams, and maybe the only team right now, that I truly believe, and as we've seen by the scores so far this year, no pun intended, can go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I watch them, and I just have that butterfly, sick, like, just get this game over, find any way to get a win, and don't have another second left on the clock because Lamar can make a play. I don't feel that way with Josh Allen.
McAdoodle?
Wow, yeah. See, I feel that exact way with Josh Allen. I mean, I think about that play last year in the playoffs, you know, two guys on his ass. He's about to go out of bounds. It looks like it's over.
Great play.
And he's just in the midair. Just, it's the only, he's the only one who can make that play besides Patrick Mahomes. And I think that the most with Josh Allen, he can make all the plays that Mahomes can. Maybe 1% less is good, but he's right there. To me, it's Mahomes, small gap, Allen, big gap, everyone else. I think Josh Allen ended up being a top 10 player, top 10 quarterback of all time.
But Josh Allen had the opportunity last year to win that game at home and blew it and did not do it at the end. Did not find open receivers. That fourth down play was a terrible pass. And here we sit. Like, you've got to make those plays. That's where, for me, like, Josh Allen, I'm not trying to take anything away from Josh Allen. I just don't think he's good in big situations.
That 13 seconds game, he was electric.
He was amazing. 5 years ago now, or whatever that was, right? Like that was a long time ago now. We're talking about that 13-second game. Like, we the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls since
then. I'm just saying, Lamar hasn't had that moment once.
With a 13-second type of game? Well,
like, he hasn't played that well in the playoffs once.
No, he has not, but I still
believe... He was bad last year.
I still believe he can beat me. I don't believe in Josh Allen in big moments. I do believe in Lamar. And why we feel that way as human beings, I don't know. Why do you like hot dogs and you don't? Or why do you like cheeseburgers and you don't? Like, why do we like certain things and other people don't? Or why do we feel certain ways? I don't know. I just feel like Baltimore with Lamar plus their head coach... You know, plus the success that they've had on defense for, you know, two generations now. Like, I just look at Lamar Jackson as that's the guy that I don't want to face.
Yeah, I'm with this person who I think I might have just became good friends with, but I'm the opposite from the 816. I'm like 10 beers deep pregame against the Ravens, and I'm like 8 beers deep pregame against the Bills. I'm the opposite. Like, when it's Josh Allen and the Bills, I just know it's white knuckles, edge of my seat. Ravens, I'm still there. I mean, I'm still like, okay, this is a team. This is one of those teams that can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, the butterflies for Josh Allen, a little bit more than the butterflies for one of Lamar.
Yeah, and for me, it's Lamar. And that's just, you know, personal preference and who you think can win. But I love Lamar Jackson so much as a quarterback. So I probably am biased and feel that way because I just love watching the guy play.